I'm Father Andrew Hayes. I'm the parish priest of the Catholic parish of Ararat.
Andrew, I might ask you to begin by just introducing us to this collection that's on display here.
We're setting up today and we have about 300 nativity cribs, ranging from the size of a fingernail to, you know, more than a metre high. The earliest exhibit is from the 7th century, ranging up to things that are very much newer and contemporary.
Well, look, we'll talk about it. We'll pick out some of the more interesting ones or unusual ones, perhaps, as we go around. Just give us some of the background to it, though. I mean, part of it is your collection, yes?
Part of it's my collection. There are three of us, Fiona Tonkin and Keith Lanar and myself, and this is the third year that we've exhibited together. This would be about 10 years for me of exhibiting. I, for many years, lived in Casterton, and it was the locals there who put me up to it to exhibit this collection. So we love it. It's an annual now. It's a week's work to set up and exhibit and pack up. And then through the year, scouring the globe, really. I would say there'd be 100 countries represented. Keith particularly has travelled extensively, and his joy is to bring home a nativity from the country. So all the way through Africa, South America. There are just some great pieces that we love to show.
Well, let's talk about your ones in particular then. So when did you start collecting?
It'd be 10 years. My first exhibition was about 20 cribs, and I begged and borrowed, and I might have had half a dozen myself, and I pinched one from Mum and Dad that I've still got. And then it's grown. I suppose I spend $1,000 a year. It's a hobby, $20 a week. I get on the net and see what I can find.
Right.
And it's becoming harder and harder to find something unique. So you've got to, you know, you might spend hours trawling through eBay or similar sites until you find something that you think's fascinating.
Hmm.
I'll just show you three here that people who come to visit will see. This is a sheep that purports to be from a nativity in a church in southern Germany made in about 1750.
Right.
Which I call Kevin.
Right.
And he's been very, very well worn and very well loved, and visitors to the exhibition will see that one. This is a ring that is a seal that you squash on wax when you're on a document. This is from the 7th century, and it's the insignia is of the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel asking Mary to be the Mother of God. This one is a bullet from a Dutch World War II soldier, and it's been carved into a nativity, and you can see there Joseph, Mary and Jesus, and you then put it in your pocket, like a lot of our soldiers had a crucifix or a little Bible, and then you pray like mad that you survive.
So look, when it comes to your collecting then, what do you look for in particular? It sounds like you have certain themes or things that you're trying to find. Yeah?
I began this hoping to encourage people to have good art in their homes. And perhaps in my case, good religious art. You know, you can get fairly cheap, ordinary things. You can get beautiful things.
Mm.
And I thought that if I exhibited some beautiful art, then people might be encouraged to do that, to be looking themselves. Okay. For Keith and for Fiona, it's been about traveling the world, finding something beautiful and bringing it home to remember trips by and so on.
You must come across some that are quite sort of unusual, do you? Or do you come across some where you look at figures and think, well, hang on, I don't know who this is, or I don't know what story this is telling?
All right, I'll bring you down to this one. There are two babies.
Right.
There are two baby Jesuses in the artwork.
Right. And why is that?
You see here that one is in the manger and the other one is being nursed by Mary. In Middle Eastern culture, if a baby was born today and you went to visit tomorrow, you wouldn't be seeing the mother and the baby for another month or two, or until all those rituals and women's things have moved on. So if you went to visit, you'd have seen the father and the baby.
Right.
So now we get to choose, is this the day of the birth and there's the father and baby?
Oh, okay.
Or is this a month later where now Mary's in the story?
Right. So you're not suggesting that there might have been twins, perhaps? Or
well, the Monty Python in me says Jesus and Brian. But yeah, very much trying to look into the Middle Eastern culture.
Another interesting facet of this exhibition is that you have invited locals, I believe, to be a part of it.
We've invited locals to be part of it and have a number that have come in. And this has been part of the fun each year, to bring in nativities that have backstories that are really important to people. So one that we're looking at the moment was from a local family whose house was burnt to the ground. And as I understand, the only thing that survived was the nativity in its cardboard boxes, and the fire burned around it, and it seems extraordinary that that was what survived. So that becomes a precious thing for that family, and we're very, very grateful to have it here. What I have in my hand is a nativity made from broken glass from the Christchurch earthquake, and the glass was then picked up and put together as God made it. Just a remarkable piece of recovery. This crib is on loan from the Anglican parish of Warrnambool, from Christchurch. And I think that it's wonderful. And again, this is a shift in society. We wouldn't have done this decades ago. Cooperated with our sister churches and had them in, them bring in their remarkable carved wood nativity to add to our exhibition. So there's a statement too of when the churches are holding hands together, good things happen. Yeah.